Jesus, Jesus believes that he is the Son of God. So that means the Abiga is not yet purified. They say we are Muslims. But when you ask them, that what do you say about Isa a.s.? He says he's the Son of God. So the Abiga, the belief, is not purified still, so that is necessary. That's in a nearby country, they told us. In our country, we find many people who do accept Islam, but then they still got a very strong belief in their ancestors. And they feel they cannot do anything against their ancestors, otherwise they will have problems. So then also they say, we are Muslims, we accept them at face value, they are Muslims, but they still got that. So this is the first thing, one of the duties of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was to purify his aqidah. So we also have to see that our aqidah are correct. In our time and in our context today, there are many other people in the name of Islam who are making effort on our youth, who are making effort on our people at universities, schools, even other places, for example, shahs, etc., Qadianis, many other people. So we also have to see whether our aqidahs are correct. So this effort is, we are Muslims, a person has accepted Islam, but in the first place is our aqidah, our belief, which is the most important. Jannah depends upon our correct beliefs. So are they correct or not? So this effort is to make sure that our beliefs are correct. Secondly, when a person has accepted Islam, beliefs are correct. That the Tawheed, oneness of Allah Ta'ala, and the true belief on Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, that he is Allah's Rasul, and so we have to follow him in every aspect of our life. And he's the final Nabi, the last Nabi, his Aqidah must be also strong. Then we come on to the next is Ibadah, our worship. That our worship, there are many people, mashallah, we are all gathered, Muslims will be full for Jumu'ah today. But what is the quality of our namaz? First of all, how many of us are performing our namaz? And not only Jumu'ah, but all five times namaz. And then, the quality of our namazes, how many of us, we ask ourselves, our namazes is made with jama'at or not? Especially Fajr, we find we are quite weak in Fajr. In fact, so much so, that at one time, Haji Bayfadi Rahmatullahi was traveling, and a Jewish priest, Padri, was sitting next to him. And I'll just make it short now. He told him, we don't fear the Muslims at all today. He said, we will fear the Muslims that time when the Muslims get full for Fajr, how they get full for Jumu'ah. So we know we have got a great weakness. So that is what we have to work on. That is why this is necessary, that a constant effort be made, that we become regular. And then if we are performing our namazes regularly, the concentration in namaz, the inside quality of our namaz, that is also very, very important. For example, we all made our four sukkahs of Zuhr now, and we can just reflect a little bit now, just a few minutes go back, and see how much did we think of Allah in this namaz. When we made our niyyah, if we made it for Allah's pleasure, and that I'm doing it for Allah's pleasure, during the namaz, how much was our concentration and how much did our thoughts go away? Then we go on to the next part. It is very quickly, inshallah, we'll be having programs today after Asr, after Maghrib, after Isha. They all on the poster. Try and follow them and try and attend. Then, mashallah, ladies also work. There will be ladies' programs also taking place tomorrow morning, this afternoon, tomorrow morning, afternoon. So, it's all on the poster. Good plan. Extend them also so that we can correct all those things. Then, for example, our business. How many of us are even aware there are business of laws of Islam? And that we have to do our business according to that. If our business is not according to the laws of Sharia, then it's a great problem also. We know the laws of the country that we can't do, we can't sell this, we can't sell that. We know our tax, we have to do our tax things properly, etc. But according to Sharia, which is the greatest power, how many of us are doing according to that? Then comes a very important point also, which is called Mu'asharat, that how do we live? with one another. And if we see, we will be really surprised that the family of home, how much Allah loves our children, have got problems in the home, homes are breaking up, Allah protect us all. And so all this also, and even if it's smooth sailing, but how much is according to Sharia? And we all have to die, we have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we will have to account for each and every deed. May Allah save us from reckoning, give us hisab and yaseera, otherwise it's not going to be easy. And then one very important point, which is also stressed quite a bit in this effort of the tasawwur of Islam, of Khalqa, is our akhlaq, our character. For example, many of us, we know that we have not a problem with anger. Our anger is not under control. There are many people who are involved in this, whether you're the father, whether you're the star in the class, whether you are the boss in the shop, and whoever you are, when something goes wrong, so many times anger overtakes us. And then we have got no control over our anger. And we say a lot of wrong things when we are angry. We do a lot of wrong things when we are angry. A person might pull out his firearm, you know it happens. Road rage is a common thing, and we know the consequences, how steep. Now all this has to be managed, has to be controlled. This is the matter. That with this is that what a person has to think. It's not just we becoming bad to a share, or we are attending a program, or something like that, but that we have to work towards this. At least once looking at other women, etc. And perhaps even the lust, the desire we look. But how many of us make tawbah? If a person makes a guna and he is conscious of it, then the Muslim automatically resorts to tawbah. But how many of us make tawbah? So if we didn't make tawbah, that means we didn't even think of it as a sin. So we can imagine how serious the matter is. If a person is eating poison, and he doesn't even, he doesn't know that poison will kill you. How serious is that? With regard to the guna of the eyes, fantasizing, how many of us are guilty of that also? And today is a very, very sad case, when the cell phone, if it is not used correctly, it is a hell phone. And people in the masjid, what are they watching? Cases have been reported that we are in the masjid, we are in Etikaf, even in Ramzan, but what we are watching on this hell phone of ours. So all those things have to be corrected. So for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayat of the surah, وَالشَّمْسِ قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مُنْ زَكَّاهَا, that that person has become totally successful. And it is mentioned in the past tense, and something which has happened, you can't change it now. You can't turn the clock back. In other words, 100% Allah is saying, that person who purified his nafs, his desires, nafs wants to satisfy itself. Nafs wants pleasure. It wants popularity. It wants fame, it wants comfort, it wants dunya, it wants woman, it wants the things of this dunya. So a person who purifies it from all those things, that all those things go off and it's a continuous effort. Like for example, we have our house, we clean, we new house we bought, pretty furniture, everything, clean, spotless house, show house, spotless. But if we don't clean it on a regular basis, we know what the condition of that house will be in a few days then. By the next morning we see dust problem. We don't clean it for 1 week, abandon the house, what will happen? So ask ourselves, and I included, I'm the first one, that how much are we conscious that this nafs of ours we must purify. And if 1 week has passed, we haven't cleansed our nafs, or a month has passed, and ours perhaps hold a life as fast, and we haven't thought of cleansing our nafs, then imagine not only dust, what a jungle it has become, how terrible it has become. And the thing is, the sad part, we are not conscious of this. We are not paying attention to this. We are not even realizing that it has to be cleansed, it has to be treated. So, and Allah in this surah, Allah has taken the most qasams in the whole Quran Sharif in one place here in this surah. The most qasams. And Allah doesn't have to take qasam. Who can be more true than Allah Ta'ala? But to convince us, Allah has taken so many qasams in this place. And what is called jawab al-qasam. The reason why Allah Ta'ala has taken the qasam is for this, that that first, after taking all those qasams, Allah says, that person who purified his soul, his nafs be purified, he cleansed his desires from all haram things, from all wrong things. Pride is gone. Today pride is a common disease, and the illegitimate child of pride is anger. And when it is the illegitimate child of a wrong marriage, then how, what is the result? This anger, we know how terrible it is. We ask usually our friends to write a report of the spiritual condition. Like we have told to the tax man, end of the financial year, we have to submit our financial. So we see our spiritual condition, what it is like. And then we see what it is. And see control of the anger, control of the eyes. And when we write it, the best person to assess that is the wife. Tell the wife, I wrote all this and five times namaz, pardon. I make the hajjud, I make zikr, I do all this here. I got these weaknesses also, and ask her to assess. She was a very good reform, a genuine reform. And the same way, if the wife writes hers, let her give it to the husband. Let him assess her and see what before it comes out. So all these things have to be treated. And if we are not treating it, and time is going, and more comes and stands in front of us, what will be our condition? May Allah protect us all. But if we get one phone call from SARS, that we are just like from the SARS office, we know we start trembling. On Qiyamah's day, by Allah, there is no doubt. Perhaps inshallah, Allah say, clear everything or whatever, never no problem, Allah say. But on this, no doubt, everyone comes in the Hadith Sharif, nobody will be able to move from his place one bit until he does not answer five questions. From amongst them, where did you spend your life? Will your youth, where did you, each moment you will be asked. Your money, where did you earn it from? Where did you spend it? All these things. So therefore, we won't be able to fast, we have to ask somebody. And he also said a few words. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam happened to fast there. He says, anger and siddiq, the two things cannot be. You are siddiq also, and this anger also. When he realized that, immediately he told the slave of his, I free you for the pleasure of Allah. And he asked forgiveness. So Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, lucky you did that. Otherwise the consequences would have been very grave. So how much of purification we need in all our matters. So this is what we have to work for. And yeah, it's not a matter that the person who maybe you become very up to the sheikh or somebody, that he's going to correct other people. He also needs correction. The car that goes to the mechanic to be serviced, to be fixed up, etc. doesn't mean that the mechanic's car doesn't need service. Mechanic's car also needs service. Something wrong with the mechanic's car, he also has to fix it. So we all need, and we all have to work hand in hand. And we outstanding feel for that person. Man khadahu wa tar khadahu, man dassaha, who saw it, who dirty his nafs. He got involved in this guna, he got involved in that guna. No toba, he never washed his using your linen for a baby. Nowadays, throw away nappies. But you know, it's not very long when nappies have to be washed. And we also heard of cases where some mothers don't wash the nappies, they put the same dirty nappy. What's going to happen to that child? What diseases won't? How long the child be wash ourselves? We never make toba. Then how soiled and how dirty is on that person? Also remember, today we are living in a Western world environment. And this Western world environment generally is just the outside making nice. Inside whatever they may be, but just the outside with some perfume and some, all these things just make the outside shine and make the outside, once in warm months, bella bella. There is swimming pool, many people go there. The local people told us. Then the water is sparkling blue in that pool, the public pool. But when they tested the water, it had 60% of urine. And we're going and enjoying that pool there. And that water goes in our mouth also, through the nose, through the ears, everything. So the mouth is with chemicals, it's all shining. So we also, just the outside of ours, hey, for Jumu'ah, all of us, inshallah, we took our bath, we walked, clean clothes, etc. But the inside of Jumu'ah, the preparation of Jumu'ah, how many of us here? For Eid, we wear new clothes, we wear nice clothes, but the real Eid is the inside Jumu'ah. How many of us purified ourselves in the month of Ramadan? Then we can get that purification. So this, my respected elders and brothers, is one great part of our deen also, which we have to pay attention. And every part, through the Makati, so they learn the basics of deen. And also, support the Makati. Send our money. That comes after that. Try our best that at least one child of ours, one son, we make him a part. So in our, even much more better. And remember, rosy is in the hands of Allah. Allah will give rosy. It's our friend here, Maulana from Bangladesh. And inshallah, wanted to take us somewhere. He's teaching in a madrasa, Darul Uloom, he's running it out. He was, police came and arrested him for all charges and for all that. But anyway, he told them, he says, I enjoy doing this, learning and teaching in the madrasa, and the Darul. He says, ages are so little, very little. He says, Allah gave me the opportunity to go 10 times for Hajj. The officers were surprised. And they left him, then he set him free, and he said, you make dua for us. That without any outward form of income. And 10 times Allah gave me the opportunity of Hajj. This is my enjoyment that I get. So this is what it is, rosy is in the hands of Allah. So we make our children also Hajj. And the great work and effort of Tabir and Dawah that is taking place, how many people's lives are changing, all this is all together. Then together with that, all this work of the Dawah, of what we call Islam, becoming bad to a share, doesn't mean you stop with any other one. All other work must carry on. We also do it. And we try and partake as much as we can in all work. And we worry about our inner self also. Otherwise, we hear reason that a person is not worried. Our inheritance is not sorted out properly in many cases. The family is fighting about the money that they are buying. But outwardly, they are very good. Big buzzards also. Businesses are carrying on. Other big problems. So Islam is a complete way of life. And we have to bring that complete way. We have to work towards that. And this is some of us have it in our mind that Tanka is just to make zikr. No, it's not only to make zikr, it is to bring this change in our lives. And when we make that zikr also, it's not just a formality, but it is what the essence of it. If you also will try and explain in some program, and you people are listening to it in other places, Tanka is very important that we acquire knowledge of it. Without knowledge of deen, we won't even know how to, in which direction we must go. We can have a motorcar, but we haven't got directions. We might be just going around in circles all the time. When are we going to reach our direction? So this work is also the work of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, from the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam right up to today. And all the work of deen, which is correct, we embrace all this. And we must all complement one another. We all work as one brotherhood. And we help one another and make dua for one another. So inshallah, tonight also, after Asr also, there's a short program, maybe after Maghrib also, after Isha also, tomorrow's program, they're all on the posters. Try and attend for other brothers also, wherever they are. And let us try and find out, ask questions also. Come and ask. Whatever is bothering us, ask questions also. And then find out what it is, how important and how necessary it is for me, and how to go about accomplishing this. And wallah, there is absolutely no doubt. If we do it properly, we will experience the sweet fruit of Jannah in this world of it. And bless us all with that.